It's the podcast.
The podcast. You're online with the podcast.
This week's podcast is being brought to you by ProMax Nutrition. Really delicious, really nutritious. ProMaxBar.com.
One of the great things about being in Gold's Venice is that you put yourself, just by walking in the front door, you put yourself right in the way of some incredible people in fitness. And one of my friends here walked up, and we were here recording, and I just want to introduce you to him. His name is Stephen Perkins. Stephen's from themusclekitchen.com. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to see you. You look great.
Good to see you, Dan.
Are you going to compete? You look like you're about ready to.
I took this year off to work on my project. I figured I needed to focus on this. But, you know, I'm training just as hard as ever. So
It looks like it.
I really could drop into a contest any day now.
I hate you.
What is this? I'm with you. Hey, Scott. Hey, you guys. I mean, come on.
I got to tell you, one of the best things that I purchased online this year, believe it or not. And I buy a lot of things related to fitness. But I saw from an email that Stephen sent me that he had some kitchen magnets for your refrigerator. And what they are is they are like the good carbs, the bad carbs. Everything's on one little magnet for carbs, and you have one for protein.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I'm just amazed at how little people know about what they're putting in their mouths, you know, and they really just don't know what to eat, what to avoid and stuff. And I always think it really simplify as much as possible, and graphics is what I do too, so I'm combining all these things. And sure, it looks like a bullseye, like an archery target, and the aim for the center is the better quality foods, and the better choices, you know, instead of bacon, you go for lean beef and things like that, that's in the center. And people really do seem to enjoy that, although, you know, I can't hold your hand all the way along.
Yeah. It's right there in front of your face when you go to the refrigerator. I stack it right there.
Yep.
And you can kind of see, am I going to go for the bad carbs or the good carbs this time?
No, I think it's working because I think, what is this guy? He looks like he's 24 years old. Huh? How old are you now? Seriously, what's your age?
My real age?
Yes. No. Is it
your chronological age?
Chronological.
My Hollywood age or my real age?
Chronological.
DMV age.
Seriously.
I mean, 61. I'm
wow. 61 and he competes, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
I mean, and since this is radio, I have to let you know he's in great shape. I mean,
really?
I would love to look like this at 61.
Really?
Which will only be next year for me.
Thank you. at least the mirror doesn't lie to me all the time. I trust the mirror.
Yeah, actually.
But I know the reason I look this way is because I've been eating really smart for many, many years. I mean, decades. And some of it is about food combining. A lot of people poo-poo that, you know, eating everything in every food group at every meal. I don't do that at all. I every day eat everything in all the food groups. But in one meal, that's putting a lot of stress on your stomach, even though there's plenty of controversy about that. But for me, it's just really simple. Meat and vegetables. That's all you do at one meal. Then
you
start your separate.
Do you cook your own foods? Do you cook your own?
Absolutely.
That's a secret, isn't it?
I mean, I really feel like I'm slumming when I even going out to even a fine restaurant because I don't know what they're doing in the kitchen and what their sources are.
The good question is, are you a good cook? It's one thing to cook your own food.
That's why I pose. That's why one of my logos is in an apron because, you know. And there's a lot of competition bodybuilders. They know how to cook because it's the only person you can really trust.
Absolutely.
Well, cooking is one thing, but what's this rage about raw food diets and bodybuilders? Is that possible? Is it doable?
Well, I don't. You know, a little bit of that is fine. I don't think that it's you can be muscular by doing totally raw. There's many versions of a raw diet. Not cooking, not eating anything that's cooked. I mean, how can you possibly eat enough protein if you're not
eating... That was my question. Yeah, really.
Beef, chicken, fish that's cooked. You have to eat those things cooked. So.
What's your favorite protein?
My favorite protein?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing like a T-bone steak.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today on the podcast.